Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us this week is Brian Bryant, the principal at Brenham Junior High School. And welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Ed. Good to see you again.
Great to have you here. And first of all, if you could just tell us a little bit about what's going on at the junior high school these days.
Well, you know, Ed, we've had an amazing start. It's been a great team effort by the staff, students, and parents. We continue as I go along to tweak things from last year and implementing those changes. For the most part, students have done a great job following the rules in place, being in dress code, wearing IDs, and just being wonderful students. We had an amazing fundraiser in which $9,200 was raised to go towards field trips and other student activities. The seventh grade class raised the most money, so they're excited about that. We'd like to thank Bush's Chicken for all their support in this endeavor. Our eighth graders traveled to College Station for a career expo last Wednesday morning, and they had a great experience, a lot of positive comments. We just had an amazing academic pep rally Monday in our auditorium where students were entertained by some of the teachers dressed up as superheroes to teach 12 words, which have been found to be essential to academic success, and the students with straight A's were recognized as well. Students did a great job.
All right. Now, this is your third year at Brenham Junior High. What are some of your goals as you're working here in your third year?
Well, you know, Ed, my goals are to continue to create that family environment, team environment at Brenham Junior High. We want our staff and students to want to be here because they're excited about what we're doing as a campus. I want our students to look back at their time they spent with us as the best educational experience they've ever had in their life. We want to ensure our students are being educated in a safe, positive, loving environment. We also want to increase the rigor in all of our classes. We want our students prepared not only for the state test, but for the academic rigor of high school and then eventually college, Ed. Our advanced students have the choice this year between science and history fairs, and this enables our students to produce some high-level creative projects that will compete at higher levels, hopefully. So much can be learned when a student is allowed to focus on something that interests them and then guided through the research, planning, and then the implementation process. In my opinion, that's where true learning takes place at, applying what you have learned. Also, one of my other goals is to continue to strive to create a safe, structured, disciplined environment for our students to obtain their education. And our kids are doing a great job this year with that.
All right. And if you could tell us a little bit about new programs on the campus and how they're going.
At our after-school campus-wide tutoring program has been revamped this year. It was named S-Cube last year. This year we've renamed it to CAMO, which stands for Campus Academic Mentoring Organization. And it has tutoring available from Monday through Wednesday from 3:30 p.m. to 4:50 p.m. for students needing extra help in classes. And we're always looking for volunteers to help out with that after school.
All right. And how could the volunteers get a hold of you if they wish to take part?
Just call the main office. They'll direct them to Suzette Evans is one of the ones that leads that up, or they can talk to any administrator up there as well.
All right. And what are some of the other things that you're excited about regarding the school year?
Well, Ed, Diane Corrin has taken over our Gifted and Talented program this year, and she's doing a wonderful job of planning and implementing activities for those students. That group has a robotics competition in November that they're preparing for at this time. They've already had the kickoff for that. Mrs. Corrin, she has worked at creating a curriculum that will be challenging and fun for the students. All the projects are designed to allow our students to think critically and at higher levels. Also, our Mission Possible, which is our STEM competition teams, led by Suzette Evans, have their competition on November 4th in Austin at the New Worlds Conference.
All right, and what are some of the upcoming events you've got going on at the junior high school?
Well, fortunately, we get to have pep rallies there. It's an awesome thing. We have a Halloween-themed pep rally October the 31st at 2:30 p.m. in our gym. Students will get to wear costumes and dress up along with the staff. We invite you all to come out for that and participate. Also, we have an AVID, which stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination, informational presentation November the 2nd at 3:45 p.m. In our junior high library. That presentation will be done by the State Assistant Director, and to look at possible implementation next year for AVID for our school.
All right, and anything else coming up you want to touch on?
Football, volleyball, cross country are still—they're well into the seasons, finishing up now. And with that being said, basketball starts almost immediately after that. So we encourage you guys to come out and support our students and our coaches.
All right, and so as always, we appreciate visiting with you, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much, Ed. I appreciate the time.
All right, and our guest this morning on the BISD Roundtable, Brian Bryant, the principal at Brenham Junior High School. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. We will see you again next week here on the BISD Roundtable.